This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Wednesday DJV program, July the 28th. Here we are representing the silent majority. I think that's true. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan Jay's out today. All the necessary... the silent majority, when we first started using that term, that was sort of a negative term, wasn't it? Maybe I'm showing my age.
No, was it?
No.
I think of them as kind of like the middle of the road people who are, you know,
Nixon
kind of middle.
First used the term, I think. That's where it came from. He represented the silent. And then because he was evil, according to many people, therefore that term became evil. This may be a little before your time. I don't know why I was thinking about it other than.
You know, I just want to say I was at the Nixon Library this week, the Nixon yes. Presidential Library. It is so beautiful. If you're ever in Southern California,
it's a great
place. It's a great library.
Fabulous take.
They have
especially
a replica
the
of the East Room.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have. Well, that's the Reagan Library that has Air Force One. They have a smaller, I think they have a helicopter at Nixon. But they have his birthplace.
That's right, Nixon.
The Nixon Library has his birthplace there. And it's built around his very humble home that was ordered out of a Sears catalog by his parents.
Yeah.
Built, if you can believe it. And it's a beautiful library. But, you know, people, Nixon went down, obviously, with disgrace. I mean, Watergate was not a great scandal. No one would want that attachment. He was very much thinking that people were constantly out to get him. In some ways, President Trump, I think, shared that, and probably for the same good reasons, right? You had a lot of people that were looking to take him down. Same thing with Nixon. But what he did as president, he was incredibly effective, and he had so much going on. Don't forget, the Vietnam War, protests here. He was a very good president that, unfortunately, his legacy
Well, he was a racist pig, but other than
that... Well, I don't know that he was a racist pig. I mean, we don't know that.
The way he referred to Jews and blacks and the tapes.
But here's the thing. Bill Clinton, of all people, defended Nixon's legacy.
Yeah, he loved him. Spoke at his funeral.
Yes. So, I mean, there was a lot that was going on in this country. It was very tumultuous times. And Nixon, I'm there to point out that, you know,
I think that was
the
start.
We say things are evil.
Yeah. That was the start of the definitive decline in objectivity in the news media during Nixon's era, I think, anyway. For me, and I've been around, obviously, quite a long time, and that was the beginning. That was when talk radio actually got started in terms of, I first did a talk radio program in 1974, and that was just after the end of the Nixon era, if you will, and people had really, there were lines in the sand that were drawn, and it wasn't a pleasant time. It was a tough time, and we've had a lot of tough times since then. And now the tough time is based on a lot of the news media approach to the information that's around about COVID. So I understand there's a test that's being given, and the test doesn't differentiate between the COVID flu, because that's what the COVID is a flu, and the regular flu. And so when you get tested, if they can't differentiate between the two,
where
how are you
going to
know
this?
What you have?
It's a big story in California. Curative is a company that did a lot of our testing. And so
early on, that story. Yeah.
They held the contract that would make them the source for testing at all of those mass testing sites. And I think it was in other states as well. But it seems that there were a lot of people who were told that they were positive because they had the flu and not COVID. And so this is when I say we have a long way to go to figure out what the impact of COVID really was, because I think there's a lot of misinformation. I think there are a lot of numbers that are overinflated, maybe some that are underinflated. Yeah. So a lot of people with the curative test, and this is the only test that I use, and I had major problems
those
with
are
my
the,
testing.
The saliva tests, the quick saliva tests.
They happen
not
to
the
be
ones you stick up your nose.
No. Right. They happen to be, in this case, the saliva test. Now, not all of the saliva tests were flawed, but this particular one was not reading the difference between the flu and COVID. So you had a lot of people with the flu that were getting marked as COVID patients. And
how many
and
states did that include? Because I have several friends from, you know, Maryland, Virginia, and Ohio who all had COVID, and they were tested for the flu at first, for the flu A, flu B. I mean, the doctors went through all the tests, and then it turns out if you're negative for flu A and flu B, most likely you have COVID. And so, I mean, I have like 10 friends who went through that, and they all had tests that differentiated all three different types of viruses. So is this just another California fail?
It's a curative fail, so not just.
So that's
in
what
California.
I'm saying. How many states were they?
I don't know
curative.
That offhand.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
but
let's talk.
Now, I mean, the test now will tell you. My cousin just had one recently, and they'll tell you if you have COVID or the flu. It actually makes a kind of a line of demarcation as to what you have.
I forgot to go back to this. You were out the other day, and there was something about Orange County. And I was, we talked about it very briefly because I don't think we felt like we had the goods on it. Not that that necessarily stops us from talking about stuff in general. But the Orange County workers who were pleased not to have the COVID shot, what was that all about?
It was a restaurant.
There?
No, it was just one restaurant.
It was called Honey.
No, it's called Panavino and Basilico, and it's a restaurant that is, I think they were trying to make a point, and it was a top news story yesterday that they said we're only going to allow unvaccinated people to dine
come
in our
restaurant. Right.
Right. And so did it work for publicity? Yes. Is it making a point? Yes. Because there are a lot of restrictions.
What's
that
the point
have been
other than just keeping people away from the business?
I think
like, that would be the last restaurant.
It's Orange County.
To.
It's not going to keep people
keep
away
mind,
from the business in Orange County.
Again, keep in mind the context here. California was shut down for a year and a half. We would probably be shut down again if Gavin Newsom wasn't getting recalled. The minute the recall looked serious, the state reopened. All of these things that have been done by our leadership have been complete fails. If you look at how California fared compared to Florida, I know everybody likes to poo on Florida, and we can talk about their numbers. California's numbers are going up again, too. But the thing is that less people died in Florida, and the businesses all survived. In California, we locked down. We sent people home, which is where people were actually spreading the virus, not in outdoor dining as they tried to sell us. And so people got sick. People died in California, and businesses were closed. So they killed everything, people and economy. And people are tired of it. And so there are these places that are pushing back.
Yeah.
I think that if there wasn't a recall, Doug, I guarantee you we'd be closed down again. Or maybe we would have never reopened.
The public would react, though. There would be a rebelling. There would be a huge rebellion.
You'd be surprised, maybe. But
public.
You know, people around here are complacent.
All right. So there's a story in the New York Times, I think it was today or yesterday, suggesting that the support, this is all about the January 6th hearings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this reporter, a reporter who is supposed to be the reporters when they go to school or when they learn about how to be objective, this guy apparently was absent that day because in the body of the story, he suggests that anybody who's a Trump supporter is a quote-unquote enemy of the state. Which, by the way, as an aside, was a great movie with Will. Remember Will? What's his face? And Will Smith, right? Exactly. All right. Anyway.
Yeah, this is why I'm against this committee, because it's done in such a partisan way. That and by the way, the people that they had testifying at this committee, these are people who have said all sorts of things. I mean, my goodness, the guy who testified.
Pretty selective. Group.
About, right. Now,
this happens
look,
on both sides, though. This is not like a new thing.
You know what? There. By the way, there has not been a select committee that has been fully partisan like this ever. So this is a first. The fact that they put Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney on there is laughable. The Republicans.
Why? Because they disagree with Trump?
Because they don't reflect the heart and soul of the Republican Party. They just don't. And it's not about, this isn't even about
That's
Trump.
Too bad.
this is, I mean, this is, they had the opportunity, fair and square, to have five seats at this table, and Nancy Pelosi refused to seat the people at the table.
They should be equal. That's not right.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's why Republicans
the two people
pulled
that
out of
she turned away, right, but it's not just, the two people she turned away did not, they voted against certifying Biden's win.
So?
Okay. So how many there
so why would,
200
so,
and some
odd
so
Adam Schiff,
but here's the thing, Adam Schiff is still, is biased. Adam Schiff still on the committee, Victoria? Adam Schiff is still there, right? What did he do? He lied for 4 years about Trump's colluding with Russia, didn't he? He never proved any evidence that Trump colluded with Russia.
But
he's on the committee.
It's probably not even worth discussing.
Impeachment managers are on the committee, but this Capitol Police officer
testified yesterday.
The fact
that they weren't an equal number of Republicans and Democrats.
Well, he defended the protests from the summer. You can't do one without the other. They have to be. You have to be equal in this.
What is this thing about guaranteed income for young people age 18 to 24? Was this a public? Is this the county or the city paying youngsters?
Yeah, when you guys
guaranteed-
laugh at me and say we're going towards Cuba and the petri dish is California, this is why I say these things, and it's because there are so many guaranteed income programs that are rolling out. Gavin Newsom rolled one out 2 weeks ago for at the state level. LA County voted on a 3-year program which would give $1,200 a month to 150 county residents to test it out, aged 18 to 24.
Well, let them test it, and they're going to find the same thing they found in Italy and in Sweden and in, maybe Switzerland did it too. I don't know. But they've tried universal, you know, basic income in multiple times. It's never worked. That's why Andrew Yang had no, I mean, that was his only platform. Anybody who, like, can literally Google something, you can Google that and see where it's been experimented with and failed. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. All right, 17 after the hour on the DJV program. Healthy weight loss, a very important thing to focus on. Safe weight loss, another very important thing to focus on. If you're trying to lose weight, now is the time for you to check out what's going on at TopLoss.com, the website for Calitrin. See how this works. There's no recurring purchase. That's what I like about it, other than the fact it's all natural. Of course, that's the real hook here, but there's no recurring purchases. Like with so many other things, when you buy, they'll send you, we'll pay for shipping, you pay for shipping and you get the product free. Got to give me your credit card and you get the stuff free the first time, and then they keep charging you every month for the product, even if you don't want it, and it takes an act of Congress to get off that list. No, none of that stuff with Calitrin. You'll be very happy to know what your purchase is, and you want more, you got to get back to them. The reason for purchasing this is because it works to keep the weight off. So don't sacrifice your health to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com, pick Calitrin, which is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Millions of people have maintained their weight safely with Calitrin, the all-natural approach. Check it out, s'il vous plaît, at TopLoss.com. When you check out, get months and months supply free. And free shipping using the code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's 23 after the hour now. Do you take a shower or a bath every day? If you do, the trending story about a couple of Hollywood stars will be of interest to you, because maybe you'll think twice about showering or taking a bath every day after you hear their story, which comes up right after this.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code BEACH for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code BEACH.
Okay, so if you're an Ashton Kutcher fan, I think we are, Victoria, married Mila Kunis. Is that how you pronounce her name? I think it's Mila Kunis, something like that.
Yep.
They got a couple of kids now, right?
How
many children?
Yes.
They have two children.
Kids.
Okay.
Yep.
So somehow or other, this made it, bathing habits, made it onto social media. That is what goes on in their family. And apparently it's caused a major debate among people. So what's the headline here? I don't want to bury the headline. Is it bathing habits?
Yeah, so Ashton and Mila were both in an interview together with Dax Shepard, who is one of Ashton's closest friends for many years, going all the way back to Punk'd on MTV. And so Dax's podcast, Armchair Expert, is really, really popular. And so they were both on there, and apparently Dax and his co-host have been having this debate about how often you should shower, and when you are in the shower, you know, should you use soap every time, and things like that. So then they asked Ashton and Mila to weigh in, and Mila said, when I had children, I also didn't wash them every day. I was not that parent that who bathed my newborns ever. And so Ashton then joked, if you can see the dirt, then you clean them. Otherwise, there's no point. So naturally, Ashton making that comment, making that joke, has divided the internet. But so, you know, the Mayo Clinic, though, has said that babies should be washed 3 times a week. And that's it, because, you know, you're washing away immunity, you're washing away the moisture in their skin, you're,
a lot
you know.
Of thought to it, yeah.
Well, yeah, so I'm just like a water bath is, you know, is good enough, but,
Mila
you know.
Says she doesn't wash her body with soap every day. She washes pits and, should I say that?
Yeah, see, I don't know. Is that allowed on radio?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pits and
that's when I come. That's when I come back. I come from satellite, so we could say anything.
Right, exactly.
So I have no idea what the rules are.
Holes and so well, they're so ridiculous. I was talking about that with my friend yesterday.
Yeah.
How now? Because Howard can swear and use the F word on Sirius, and he couldn't use it on public radio. Why? I guess is the question.
Yeah.
What's the big deal? Anyway, so the point here is that they don't use soap every day because they think it's bad for the oils on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And so he apparently washes his armpits and his crotch every day and nothing else. So I guess if you don't want to smell, that's the thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, Mila also added, she said, I didn't have hot water growing up as a child, so I didn't shower that much. She spent the first 7 years of her life in some horrible place in Ukraine.
Yeah.
in you know, no hot water, no, you know, it's, she, I think that there's probably a lot to that
right,
as well.
Right, a background story here.
Yeah.
It's not just, I'm not washing, therefore I'm dirty. I think that there's a, how do you use soap when you shower?
Body wash,
you have a special body wash, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, okay. So
a bar of soap, though, oof.
I use a bar of soap.
Yeah,
I take a shower. Take a bath. Oh, well.
Well, you're drying out your skin.
It's 28 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
22-year-old Robert Aaron Long, accused of killing 8 people, mostly women of Asian descent, at Atlanta, Georgia massage businesses, pled guilty to murder Tuesday and 4 of the killings. Mr. Long was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from his superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission, because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask. Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
President Biden from the White House in May. If you're confused, you're not alone. Professor Martin Kulldorff of the Harvard Medical School tells Fox News deaths from COVID in America right now have remained the same during the new Delta variant era.
There was a study a week ago, coming out from Fred Hutchinson and Emory that shows that people with natural immunity who have had COVID, they have immunity not only to reinfection, but also to the other four common coronaviruses and to COVID, SARS-CoV-1. So we know that people who have had the disease, they have sort of cross immunity, which seems very promising for any variants that come out. And we don't know exactly about the vaccine. But the key thing to realize with whether you're immune from vaccine or whether you're immune from having had COVID, it doesn't necessarily protect you from being infected again, because the virus will enter the body and it might start reproducing in the body. What the immune system do for you is that it prevents you from getting a serious illness or death. And that's what's important, and that's why we're seeing now that while cases are going up in the U.S., the death are not. The death are flat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The hour now, Wednesday, the 28th of July. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here on the DJV program. Before Jennifer left, I meant to bring up or to ask or to talk about just for a moment the two wars that are winding down. We've heard a lot of talk about Afghanistan of late, but apparently this week there's been a shift, Victoria, in the policy in Iraq so as to bring home any remaining soldiers who are there, which I'm all for, and keep a few hundred to train the locals. They've been training the locals there for 15 years, and the locals are not any better. The same with those in Afghanistan. You know, they're not really paying attention. Either they're not trainable, or they really don't care. I think there's a lot of that. These people, you know, they're used to us. This generation, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, are used to us being there as their nanny. taking care of them, keeping the bad guys away. And now we are telling them we're not going to do that anymore. You have to do it. And they say, okay, yeah, we're ready. And then 5 minutes later in Afghanistan, the Taliban comes galloping in, and that's the end of any freedom there. And who knows who's going to come riding in.
The Taliban is supposed to be in charge. That's been part of our negotiation going back to the Trump administration.
Supposed to be a wannabe. I think there have been a lot of... Well, that's the confusion, actually. Let's think about Afghanistan, because there's so many different parties involved in their, you know, in understanding how that country operates, which is something that we haven't really done a great job of. We sure as heck didn't understand how Iraq operated, and we didn't understand how Vietnam operated. We didn't understand how Korea operated. We go in and, you know, and it isn't just America. If you look at the British Empire, if you look at what the Europeans did, they just cut up, whether it was Asia or Africa, they just made arbitrary decisions about where the landmarks would be, and this is country A and that's country B. No thought to the tribes. The tribal realities in Africa are still a problem today, with the Tutsis and the Hutus and still keep chopping each other up and throwing them down Victoria Falls. There are all those tribal differences, and basically, even though they don't call them tribes in Afghanistan, that's really what they are. Different parties, different groups, and they've all been fighting, and the Taliban always wins. The Russians couldn't even win, and the Russians are mean, nasty, dirty fighters, and they couldn't beat the Taliban when they were there, 25, 30 years ago? And they tried to conquer. You know, and by the way, why does anybody want to conquer a country like Afghanistan? It's a big desert. It's a pile of sand. Why? Why do we fight over places like that? I mean, I know why we went there in the first place, to supposedly get bin Laden, because that's where he really was. That didn't last long. Then Georgie Porgy decided to convince everybody that we needed to go to Iraq when there was no WMD, there was nothing. Saddam Hussein's a bad guy. So why didn't we do to him what we eventually did to bin Laden? Send in the troops, elite Delta Squad, shoot him, and that's the end of it. We could have done that, but we didn't know. We spent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars trying to get rid of something that we will never get rid of. You're never going to get rid of the Taliban, at least the way we were doing it, and you are going to get rid of the insurgents, all of the various entities that make Iraq their home. You're not going to do it. So, you know, we keep talking about patriotism and all that other nonsense. There's nothing patriotic about blowing up somebody else's country. Especially when you don't really do getting rid of the Taliban. I'm sorry, getting rid of Osama bin Laden and the terrorists. Yeah, that's a laudable effort. But then, you know, what happens after that? Or if you don't do it the right way? Ay, ay, ay. I don't know. Okay, I don't want to get off on a toot. I just was thinking about how it's something that I support, because I don't think there's anything we can do about it.
Right.
And you look back at the number of American men and women who died. Yeah, especially in Iraq, but maybe Afghanistan as well. It's just... It's not even the
thing that really bothers me, and it's not even those who died. It's the PTSD, and it's the traumatic brain injuries,
it's the way
and all the
being,
things that...
Right, and that the Veterans Administration can't take care of these people, and they aren't. They could, but they don't have funding, and all these phony politicians who use soldiers as a backdrop for their campaign. I'm a patriot. I support the soldiers. Bourgeois. Where's the vote on getting enough funding for the Veterans Administration so these people who have had their lives ruined, their arms blown off, their legs blown off, where are you when it comes to supporting them for the rest of their lives? Where are you, you phony BSing politicians? Okay, so let's talk about the...
That was
buffers.
A great Olympics report.
Oh, we were going to do that. Well, I was looking at Buffalo Soldiers Day. Today's Buffalo Soldiers Day. And the Native Americans, some of the most valiant military men in the Wild West. There was an all-black servicemen group, 9th and 10th Cavalry, some of the infantry regiments, too, at the end of the Civil War. And so even though they didn't have a lot of supplies, they were assigned to the frontier. And the racism that reared because of the commanders sending the blacks out into this wilderness... the Buffalo Soldiers boasted the lowest desertion rate of any of the frontier groups at the time. The 9th Cavalry was sent to Texas, the 10th to Kansas, their tasks remain largely to protect settlers from the Native American tribes. The Buffalo Soldiers, best known for their engagement in the Indian Wars, which was, you know, all kinds of battles. You saw it. You see some of the reference, although incorrect, in a lot of the old movies, and the way the Indians were treated. I used to, when I was younger, like to watch Cowboys and Indians. I don't like it anymore. I don't want to watch an old John Wayne movie where, you know, or some of the other old cowboy movies where they went after the Indians. You know, the only good Indian is a dead Indian and stuff like that. But that's the sort of thing that many of us grew up on, at least as far
but
as...
But see, that's exactly the argument why people have been saying that the Washington Redskins need to change their name. It's because of those negative stereotypes that are just perpetuated through Hollywood movies, and, and it's been generations of it.
I don't think it's much anymore, but it was.
Well,
sure.
But that's why, like, my generation wants to get rid of those names, you know? I mean, it's celebrate someone's heritage. Don't just give them
Victoria's
some horrible...
Generation.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, I know. I don't know. I think half the boomers are, you know, want to keep things the way they are because that's how they've always been. And then the other half of the boomers are like, well, you know, it's
like
time
me.
For a change.
Yeah, like me. Time for a change. Okay. The Japanese Olympics, Tokyo Olympics, they're actually being held in Yokohama, not in Tokyo proper. I go, some of the things, they moved them around a little bit. So the latest... from the Olympic softball games, a rematch putting Team USA against the Japanese. The Japanese won in the series, so they got the gold medal 2-0.
Yeah, we got the silver. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So what else is there? What are we talking about? Medals? How are we doing? How's our team doing against the Chinese and the Russians and the Japanese, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, Team USA is still the number one country. We have 30 medals altogether. China's in second place with 26 medals. Japan's in third with 21. The Russian Olympic Committee, that sort of bootleg team from Russia, they've got 20 medals. Australia is in fifth place with 16. They're tied for fifth with Great Britain. And then Italy has 15 medals so far. So those are the top success stories right now, and of course the big story from Team USA, like you mentioned, we lost in softball. We had our U.S. women's soccer team had a draw with Australia, so we're still in it. That was as of yesterday. So Simone Biles is the big story. She has now she's now, at first she said she was not going to do any of the team competitions for the gymnastics, but now she has issued a statement. She's pulling out of everything, so she will not be competing Thursday in the individual events, but she is staying there in uniform and rooting on the team, and so the alternate has been bumped up now. So it's, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, well, she should just, you know, if she's not going to do the team stuff, she should, you know, buck up and do the individual. Well, you know what that's also doing? That's also eliminating an opportunity for the person who's an alternate. So she's doing the right thing for herself, for her mental health. She's doing the right thing by her team. She's the biggest cheerleader you can see in all the pictures. She has not abandoned the team at all. She's there rooting everybody
on. The woman
on.
That's come behind her, by the way, is somebody named Sunisa Lee, who's only 18. Mm-hmm. She's now representing the top of the team. What do we know? What do you know about her? And I think she's apparently amazing. Other than that,
Well, all those girls are just incredible. So, but Simone Biles has said, you know, the team was really shocked when she made the announcement that she was withdrawing. And she told everybody, she said, you know, we've all been practicing. You guys have got this. Like, you can do it without me. And so she's really become the, a strong cheerleader for her team, which I think is wonderful. And she's showing excellent sportsmanship, which is supposed to be what the Olympics is all about.
Hello.
Right?
Ding, 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 ding. Yep. And that would be it. Speaking of competition, apparently Joey Chestnut, who's the person that does all the eating, the 76 hot dogs last time around, has become sick.
Oh, what a shock.
He's been sweating profusely lately anytime he gets involved in a competition. And apparently his sweat smells like hot dogs.
Well, that's
the news, folks. You heard it here first.
Here's your Olympic report.
Olympic hot dog eaters. Tell me what you think about this. The Federal Communication Commission is starting, they were told 20 years ago to stop getting information about how many black people you have working for you, how many Native Americans, how many non-whites, in essence. When you would file your yearly or every other year, I guess, file your license request, you had to tell the government how many people were working in the radio station or the television station who were either black, white, or some other, you know, division of that. And then it stopped. And now apparently they want to start it again. And people are running radio stations saying, wait a minute, why are we doing this now? It's because the FCC says it will ensure the industry's workforce diversity. I don't think it's the opposite, frankly.
But if you have a contract with the government, and this, remember a couple years ago when, oh, actually it was more than a couple now, it was when President Obama was still in office and Google came under scrutiny because they were a government contractor, and so they had all kinds of discrimination in the workplace.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and so this is nothing new. This is just, I think, a revival. It sort of slipped by during the Trump years because I don't think that was something he cared about.
Well, it slipped by.
But now it's back in the focus. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it didn't. They were the ones who brought the lawsuit against Google because they had
well,
they
the
were
Google
violating
thing, but not
their
in
terms.
A general way against, or against may not be the right word, but in order to run a radio station or get a license, you're now going to have to, it looks like, fulfill some kind of quota. And that's what people are objecting to. And I would object to it, too. I mean, quota doesn't mean you get the most qualified people. It just means you're checking a box. And that doesn't ever work. Never, never, never. DJV download, trending Britney and what's going on with her. And then we talk about the Sex and the City movie, what's going on with that. Certainly lots of conversation about the Olympics. And then the Black Widow box office drop and my focus on how they're screwing themselves, these movie companies, Victoria, because they just want to go to streaming so fast. Scarlett Johansson is pretty upset about it because they want to, I think their take, I think they're all probably actors are changing this, but their take has been based on box office totals, not streaming totals. Did you know that? A lot of the actors, when they get a back deal, what they call a backdoor deal, it's based on how many people go to the theater, not on streaming numbers. Or at least that's the way it used to be. So you get that discussion at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And also check out our new podcast, Zodiac Magic, which is all about the stars and how they influence you and your life, and Psychic Conversation as well. Exclusive podcast, it's new material at Zodiac Magic Pod. That's how you can find us on social media or the website, zodiacmagicpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for us to think about how you are feeling when you get out of the shower. What do you reach for? You reach for a towel, right? You want to wrap yourself in something that will absorb the water that's on, unless you're Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, and then maybe you don't need one of these towels. But if you're pretty much everybody else, you want some towels that absorb the water. And that's what happens with my pillow towels. Now, some of the really expensive towels have that sort of lotion-y feel. You probably got, Victoria, some of these towels around. They look nice, maybe have a monogram on them, but they don't do anything to dry you off. What you want, at least that's what I want. I want to be dry when I get out of the shower or out of the bathtub. So that's why I like these towels. By the way, each towel set for MyPillow has two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth. So normally, price on this stuff, the introductory price was $109.99. Now you get them with a DJV promo code for $39.99. Wow. Two-thirds off. Very cool deal. And that's the deal you can get. If you go to MyPillow.com, look at all the things that they have in their product line. You can use the DJV code and get from 30 to 66% off just by clicking on using the promo code DJV. How about that for a deal? Check it out. All of it at MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Fifty-three after the hour, about to get engaged in a discussion of what's going on with movies, videos, DVD. Well, they don't have DVDs anymore, but streaming perhaps is a better way of looking at the news of the day when it comes to the things we like to watch, how we engage our time and entertainment. That's where Chucker shines, and we'll have him here in the spotlight right after this.
Let's start with everyone out there looking to catch up on some much-needed summer fun. Narrow it to all those summer fun seekers who got caught without sunscreen. Oof. For you, Walgreens now offers delivery in as little as 1 hour. From sunscreen to bug spray to snacks and toys, Walgreens makes it easy to get the essentials you need quickly so you can keep your summer going.
Right now, buy one sun care item from brands like Banana Boat. Get one 50% off. Of equal or lesser price, valid through 94. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie's List to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time?
Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Wide away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Who doesn't remember All in the Family? Well, maybe depending on your to your age, you might not get All in the Family. Although we were talking about this with Chuck McCurry and I, acknowledging that there was a remake. I think it was on NBC, wasn't it? See, one of the networks.
Yeah, it was a live.
It was ABC. It was ABC. They did a Jimmy Kimmel brought it back for. They did a live taping. Woody Harrelson played the Archie Bunker.
Oh, right, Archie Bunker.
Marissa
Tomei
did a great job as Edith. But anyway, this day, not this day. Today is Sally Struthers' birthday. She's 75 years old. She played Gloria on that iconic. Maybe the best sitcom, actually thought-provoking, well-written sitcom of all time, ran from 1971 to 1979. Carol O'Connor was born to play that role of Archie Bunker. Great, great show. When they say they don't make them like they used to, they don't make them like they used to, Doug. That show was unbelievable. And it's, you know, at that point in our culture, there was three networks, CBS, NBC, ABC. So when All in the Family was on Sunday night, I think it aired at 8 o'clock. After, I think it was after 60 Minutes back in the day, or 60 Minutes wasn't on yet. You're talking about 80 to 100 million people viewed in, tuned in, to watch. It was very special. And there was no DVR, so you couldn't tape it. So you had to be there in front of your TV.
It was must view, or what do they call much watched, must watch TV? Sounds like must see TV. Yeah, right. All right, I noticed yesterday we were ahead of the curve a little bit. We were talking about Downton Abbey. Officially, they announced yesterday the release date would be March of 2022 for the next sequel. This is something, but there's a big secret as to what the content. You know, we got Hugh Bonneville back again and all the rest of the cast, except for, what's-her-face, who apparently, that's what everybody's wondering. Does Maggie Smith show up again? Yeah. Is she dead?
Okay.
I
don't know. I mean, I know that film was supposed to come out this Christmas. I guess they kicked it forward more, probably some production.
They're still shooting it now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, there's a new version of The Saint coming out. Did you see that?
I saw that. I mean, a lot of people are not going to remember that property. Roger Moore played in the TV show, and Val Kilmer did a feature film about 20
years ago. I loved the movie with Val Kilmer.
Years ago.
Yeah, that was great.
I liked that movie, too. Elizabeth Shue co-starred.
Yeah, she was great too.
I think she's great anyway. I like her. Mm-hmm. Oh, so what are we?
Well, but
this is
the reason that this is exciting for, you know, new fans, is because Reggae Jean Page, who's the Duke, the sexy Duke from Bridgerton, he's going to be the new Simon Templar. He's going to be. It's cool. Great casting. He's going to be really good.
All right, so we look forward to that. Chucker, thank you. Chuck Curry here on the DJV program at 59 past the hour.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.